News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, welcome back to the program, Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, ready to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And don't forget, I didn't say this last, getting in the habit of this again, you can watch us on Facebook, right? You've done this. We've got people watching us on Facebook right now. I don't have names or anything like that, but we can log in. We can see that there are folks watching. And so we want to say hi to those people. Maybe you're new to the program. Whatever, we're happy to have anybody on board. Radio stations, of course, they've known us for many, many years, decades now. Television stations across the country for the last probably 9 or 10 years. And, of course, now Facebook, which I think, what? When did we start doing this? Not even a year ago on Facebook. So anyway, we're happy to have everybody along for the ride. Now, coming up this hour, along with your emails and your phone calls, we'll tell you about that in just a couple of seconds here. Questions on required minimum distributions, especially money that's in an IRA that you've inherited. Now, we did talk about this last week a little bit. I think some of these questions sort of were spurred on by that discussion last week. When you have a, I'm watching my, there I am on Facebook. Wow. A little distracting because it's like a 30-second delay, so turn it the other way. Thank you. When we're talking about inheriting things like an IRA, and what sort of required minimum distributions are there, and even in a Roth IRA, because here was the other question we had, Professor, which we'll try to get to this hour, which had to do with Roth IRAs when we talked about having to take a required minimum distribution out of a Roth. The question was, well, gee, I thought Roths had no required minimum distributions. What are you guys talking about? Well, that's true for only certain people, those people being the owners and, I guess, spouses of owners, too.
If they're the beneficiary.
Yeah, as the beneficiary, correct, which, you know, most of the time they are. So we'll talk about that coming up here. We covered nicely 401k loans yesterday. And perhaps some stuff on estate planning if we have a moment or two. But, of course, 877-PLANNER, that's how you get in touch with the Brain Trust, 877-752-6637. You can also send us an email right here in the studio. You go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You can also reach the Brain Trust through wealthed.com. And if you happen to just rely on the old-fashioned telephone, that's another way to do it. I want to remind you, you can get in touch with Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air. The back office line, set up just for you folks watching and listening, whether it's on TV or radio or Facebook, doesn't matter, 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. You talk to an advisor at Lucia Capital Group, you give them your situation, you allow them to work with you to develop a customized plan that suits your needs specifically, not something you just tore off the internet or something that was just plugged into a computer program. No, this stuff is very personal to you, and it should be. 800-644-1150. Again, that's the off-air number, 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Candace in Midlothian, Texas, says, at age 62, I took early retirement. My $561 early benefit was reduced to $400 a month, $408, due to the government pension offset. When I left my job in 2014, I cashed out my pension of $34,000 plus, and it's been spent. I've had two marriages. My first lasted 20 years. He died at 63, never applying for his Social Security. My understanding, says Candace, is that At full retirement age, he would have collected about $1,400 a month. My current marriage has lasted 17 years. My question is, if I divorce, can I collect a widow's benefit on my first husband instead of my Social Security? And if so, would it be more than my current amount? Also, what are the rules on remarriage? Thank you. A lot of questions here, Professor Plum. First of all, if she divorces this second spouse, she wants to know, can she go back and collect a widow's benefit on the first spouse and allow hers to grow?
Technically, yes. Now, I think there's some terminology issue here. You said your benefit, your Social Security benefit, was reduced from 561 to 408 because of the government pension offset. That's not going to, the government pension offset does not affect your Social Security benefit when you have the pension. It affects the spousal benefit. You're collecting yours. The windfall elimination provision did it. So in looking at this and listening to what you're saying, my reading between the lines says that your pension was about $300 a month or so. And the windfall elimination provision reduced your Social Security benefit from $500 down to $408, or, you know, the $550 down to whatever it was. So that's your benefit that you're, so your bogey is $408. Now the question becomes, are you going to be hit actually by the government pension offset when you start taking a spousal benefit from your current spouse? Or if you get divorced, yes, if you get divorced, you can then ultimately be eligible for a widow's benefit. The widow's benefit is based on what he was receiving when he passed away, $1,400, and it will be reduced by an amount equal to two-thirds of your pension. Now, if I'm reading into this correctly, and your pension was like $300 a month, two-thirds of that is $200 a month, so that $1,400 widow's benefit, assuming you're full retirement age or older at this point, would be reduced to $1,200. $1,200 is a lot more than what you're getting now off your own benefit of $400, so you would get an increase. The fact that you cashed out your benefit is not going to make a difference at this point, because you still, you receive the money and you spend it in lump sum. You spend it faster than the lifetime payment would allow you to spend it up front. So, but you're still technically governed by the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset, because you still had a pension. The fact that you cashed it out is not an issue here.
It's not germane to the situation, is what you're saying.
Darn. Never mind. But he's still, if you get divorced and you wait the requisite time, you will be eligible for a widow's benefit. You were married, she was married for what?
20 years. And
then he died while they were married.
I assume so. That's what I got out of it. Now, he died at 63, so he died prior to full retirement age.
And he never applying for his benefit.
Right. So his benefit, since he since he died, they calculate the retirement benefit based on what?
It's basically what the full retirement age benefit would have been.
Yeah.
It's slightly different. It's not going to be an exact number, but if it was projected at $1,400, it's going to be fairly close to $1,400, give or take $50 one way or the other, probably less than that. But even so, if your pension was $300 a month, which is why you got a $150 reduction in your own Social Security benefit, the windfall elimination provision is going to be equal to the most the windfall elimination provision is going to do is reduce your own Social Security by half the amount of your pension. That's why it didn't go down by more. If it's $300, the widow's benefit from your first husband, if you are single, is still significantly higher than what you are receiving now. Now, I'm guessing on a few of these things. I'm reading between the line on a few of these things. So I'd really want you to discuss this before doing anything. Before divorcing your current husband, let's make sure of what we have going on here.
Make sure you're set up financially before you do that, in other words.
And I'm sure she's talking about just being divorced on paper.
I'm not sure about that, but who knows?
Well,
she's thinking about it.
Well, and maybe she's saying, if I get divorced, I need more money.
Well, that could very well be the case, too. I don't know. Widow's benefits, slightly different.
Right. And the fact that he never started receiving his, there's no reduction.
That's the question we do get a lot, Professor, which has to do with, I know that if we're both receiving or one of us is receiving and the spouse who passed away, let's say the wife isn't getting a benefit, but the husband passes away, the wife just continues to get that benefit.
If they're full retirement age or older at that point. But a surviving spouse under full retirement age could get a double whammy on that. If the working spouse, let's say husband and wife, 3 years apart in age, Husband applies for his benefit at age 63. He takes a reduced benefit. He gets about 20% less than his full retirement age benefit. And then, unfortunately, he dies at 64, 65. Spouse becomes eligible for a widow benefit at 62-ish. And they're under full retirement age. So the starting point for the benefit is what the husband was receiving. And because the spouse is applying before full retirement age, they're going to get hit again. Let's assume his benefit full retirement age was $2,000 a month, but he's only receiving $1,600, took a $400 haircut, and now she applies for it at 62. She
and guess
may
what?
Only get, you know, $1,300. That's a big difference in his full retirement age. Now, if he had waited, if he had not taken his benefit, and or waited until full retirement age, and she didn't become eligible for it or didn't apply for it until she became full retirement age, she'd get $2,000 a month. It's a lot of ifs. Which way do we go? Which one do we take first?
Yeah, you can be hit twice. There's a reduction, and the initial reduction for the person, the worker's benefit, and then another reduction based on when the
survivor
spouse happens to apply. And yes, if you apply early, and you can do so as a survivor benefit as early as
60.
Age 60, there's quite a haircut that you're taking there.
Well, at age 60, if she applies, she only gets about a little over 70% of what he was receiving when he died, assuming he started taking it at 63 and 3 months or older. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah, but there's a pretty good sized haircut.
Yeah, so just understand when you're taking your benefit. This is why we talk about this. We talk about this quite a bit, because the strategy that you use can affect not just you, but it can affect the survivor as well if you happen to be married. And we want to take care of everybody. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls. 877-PLANNER. Line's open for you. Johnny V and Professor Rick Plum coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from a best business source. Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here till the top of the hour. So if you got money questions, you can give us a call, 877-752-6637. Still want to get to some more of these, and we'll do this after the bottom of the hour as we keep this fairly consistent from a time standpoint. Questions financial planners wish you'd ask. Didn't we have some fun with that before it took a couple days off this week?
Yes, I had fun with it.
I had fun with it. So we'll get to some of these. In fact, they're actually quite serious. They're questions that you really need to consider. Answers that you need when you meet with a financial advisor. A lot of people are just afraid, for whatever reason, to talk about the compensation, to talk about ask certain questions of the advisors, because they don't want it to sound like, well, you know, I don't want to nose into your business. You probably know exactly, you know, what's best for me. Well, that may be true, but it's still helpful to get answers to these questions. And so if you don't know what to ask, we're going to tell you what you need to ask or what the advisor should tell you. That's coming up in just a little while. All right, again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Going to get caught up on a few more of these emails if I can find the correct one here. Let's see. Victor in Vacaville, California had a few. You don't have that there. I have more than I need in emergency funds. Where should I invest $50,000 to $70,000 to see a regular safe return?
Well, regular safe return?
Yeah, I don't know if that means a payout or what it means. I mean, you could put it into a CD if you want.
You could put it into a treasury. That's pretty safe. And you'll see a payment regular every 6 months. And it's, you can't get much safer than the U.S. government, right? You could put it into a fixed annuity with a high-quality insurance company and see a regular, safe return each and every year. You know what you're going to get. Is it going to be a lot? No. But you said regular and safe. Those two things together mean you're not going to earn a whole lot. But they satisfy what you said, regular and safe. You might be able to get 2 to 3% on regular and safe. You might be able to get a little bit more if you're willing to go out a little bit longer. Now, if you want to make sure that you do not see a reduction on your statement, if you put in $100,000 into treasuries and you know you're getting X percent in interest every year, if you want to make sure that your statement, you know, the interest is there, but sometimes the statement will show a reduction or an increase in the value of those bonds based on outside interest factors. Mm-hmm. If you want to make sure you never see a negative number on your statement that says the current value, whether you're going to sell it or not, that's up to you, is down, then a treasury is not going to work for you either, because they do fluctuate in value until the point they mature. Then you get all your money back and you can go do it again. But if you don't like that fluctuation in value in the interim, you're going to need to stay with either a CD or a fixed annuity. Now, a fixed annuity has a certain time commitment to it, just like some CDs have certain time commitments. They have substantial penalties for early withdrawals. CDs have substantial, what they call substantial payments. They're not as substantial as annuities, though. But the interest rate you're receiving on the annuity is going to be better or higher than of equal length CD.
Yeah, substantial penalty on, you know, 1% on a CD is
1% probably. You might forfeit all earnings.
I suppose depending on when you take it out.
And the longer the CDs, there might be a little dip in principal, but not very often. But with an annuity, yeah. Now with an annuity, you can usually get to a certain percentage, maybe up to 10% a year of distribution without a penalty. Now, obviously, you're dipping into principal, but the interest rate is going to be the interest rate.
Yeah. Safe and guaranteed,
safe and
I guess.
Stable.
Safe and stable. Regular safe return, that's the key right there.
Right.
When you say that, you're going to take a lot of things off the table. But you
maybe,
have to do
maybe
what
a high-quality corporate bond, maybe a high-quality insured municipal bond. But those have fluctuations in values that don't mean anything if you're not going to cash it in and just wait for it to mature. But some people just really don't like seeing that fluctuation in value.
No, they do not. Okay, let's see. 877-PLANNER, our number again. Scotty, North Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm bucketized, and I'm beginning to implement value averaging. If my target is 8%, is that 8% of the total or just bucket 3? And what's the best way to skim off the top?
Value averaging with buckets has to do with individual buckets, not the overall. Because we know bucket number 1 is not going to have a much higher than expected return. Bucket number 1, if you remember the characteristics, are highly liquid, fairly safe, if not very safe. With those two combinations, you're not going to get a whole lot of rate of return. So we don't expect a significant outperformance. But generally, where we're going to see the large disparity of return from what we expect is in bucket number 3, which is an all equity growth area. So that's where it's either going to be a lot higher or a lot lower than we expected. And so you're going to look at bucket number 3, and if you think it's going to do 8-9% and you did 20%, hey, take some off the top, refill bucket number 1, stretch out your time horizon again. Now, if you expect 8 and you got 9, not real excited about doing it. Now, that also depends on how long it's been. If it's the first year of my buckets and I expect 8 in bucket number 3 and I get 9, I'm probably not going to do any rebalancing value averaging at that point. If I'm looking at my long-term rate of return in bucket number 3, and I'm 6-7 years into the game, and I'm at a 9-10% on average over those periods, so I'm ahead of the game by a nice little margin of dollars, I might value average at 10 or 11%, 9% if I want to, over if it's been a 7-year period of time and I've gotten that average over that period of time. Because I'm running out of bucket number 1. And so my need for cash is becoming greater. Now, it also depends on what I have invested bucket number 2 involved in. If my bucket number 2 has variability and volatility, more of a balanced style, I'm more apt to rebucketize earlier in the cycle than if my bucket number 2 is a guaranteed fixed annuity that I know for a fact buys me another 8 years.
Sure.
It's a matter of the remaining time horizon. My tolerance is, when I have a long time horizon, I need a better than expected, quite a bit better rate of return to do my value averaging. But when I'm getting into the longer, when I'm getting what they call, what is it, a long in the tooth on my buckets?
You mean you're
it's been a while.
Bucket 1 is now on year 6 and 7.
Or maybe I didn't redo any value averaging at year 7. I refilled bucket number 1 with bucket number 2. Now I don't have a bucket number 2. Now I'm looking for, I'm going to pull the trigger at a quicker excess return if I have it.
Which means you got to what? Lower your...
No, my expectation still may be 8, but my trigger, whereas in the first year, my trigger may be 12, 15%.
Now it may be...
Maybe 9.
Yeah, it's lower, in other words. Yeah, so you have to kind of lower your...
And it all depends on you and how you filled bucket number 2 and whether or not you've spent bucket number 1. There's a lot of times where retirees go into retirement thinking that they're going to need to spend X amount of dollars, and they find out they don't need to spend that. And so they haven't even, their bucket number 1 is still chugging along just fine because they just haven't spent the money. They haven't decided what to do. They just don't want to spend.
Well, what are they living off of?
They found that they're very happy doing some things that don't cost a lot of money.
Okay, and maybe they have some kind of guaranteed income coming in from somewhere else.
And other times, people find out they need to spend more money, and they've had to rebucketize at an earlier shot because they thought they were going to spend X, and they're spending 130%, 140% of X.
Yeah, value averaging, it's another topic that comes up quite, maybe once every 6-7 weeks, something like that, on this program. And it's a strategy that many people have found very useful, especially when you have markets that are either way up or way down.
They never do that, John.
No, they're never volatile, are they, Professor Plum?
No.
You can always expect, when I see it over 25 years, it gets 8-point-something%. By golly, it does that every single year. No. 877-PLANNER. We're going to come back with more Bucket Strategy Investing right after this. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
Worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Free Portfolio Review at WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell the them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You got time, but not a lot of time to get your questions into the Brain Trust. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. Now, 10 questions financial planners wish you'd ask. Having a lot of fun with these things like, how do you get paid? You need to know that. What kind of licenses do you hold? Just to sort of go over some of the ones that we did already. Will you act as a fiduciary? Big thing these days. Will you act as a fiduciary? That's something they should tell you about.
Last week we talked about that there was different fiduciary standards depending upon what.
Yeah.
The CFP designation, the Board of Ethics, the Board of Standards and Practices, is changing their definition to be more in line with the DOL definition.
Yeah, the Department of Labor, that put out a little bit more of a stringent or strict or whatever.
Well, it wasn't, depending upon how you wanted to look at it when you looked at the CFP. The CFP is required to act as a fiduciary in all aspects of their financial planning, not just in talking to you about your retirement accounts.
Well, that sort of tightens it up a little bit. I mean,
but they were always required that way.
Yeah, the question is, you know, people who don't have these designations, were they following it? Do you take custody of or have access to my assets? We talked about that, I think it was last week. Question you should know. The answer should be an emphatic no. No, you don't want that. And to go back to the whole Bernie Madoff thing, that's where the problems came, because their clients would write, I guess, when they wrote a check from their IRA to roll the funds over or do whatever, I believe they wrote it either to Bernie himself or to
his
the
company.
Firm.
Yeah.
And that's where the problems came. And how a lot of people didn't catch that, I don't know, Professor Plum, but they didn't.
And they were turned into the SEC several times.
And nothing happened.
And they never found it.
Gee, it's right there in front of their noses. Okay, so those are some of the questions so far. Here's another one. How much contact do you have with clients? You should be asking that according to this article from U.S. News. How much contact do you have with clients? They say newbie clients. I hate that term. New clients will want to ensure that they're on the same page when it comes to the frequency of face-to-face meetings with their financial pro. Some clients are fine with getting a quarterly email or getting a call once or twice a year, as long as they know they can easily get in touch with their planner anytime, if and when they need them.
And that's all about setting up expectations in the first couple of meetings. What is it that we expect from you? What do you expect from us? And living up to those expectations. There are certain things that you need to do, too, as far as providing statements, providing information, as far as if things change in your world that would affect how your investments need to be deployed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that happened. On the other side, we need to be able to reach out to you and contact you at a predetermined or more frequent, but you always have access to calling and get phone numbers, not just of the one advisor you're talking to, get the phone number of their assistant, get the phone number of their supervisor. Not that you want to call the supervisor to complain, hopefully, but you want to be able to get a timely response for something.
So if an advisor is talking to a client, let's say, and they meet with them, they haven't met with them for a while, and they say, so your husband, Ted, is still working at so-and-so, and the wife says, oh no, I divorced him 2 years ago. I'm on a new husband now. We have a whole new situation.
I would hope before 2 years was found out.
Well, but let's say that happened. Who's really kind of at fault here?
What did at 2 years, the they're both at fault. At 2 years, I mean, because they should have found that out long before, I mean, at least an annual review.
Well, and see, this is the thing. This is where working very closely with your advisor, I think, is
But there's
is
a lot of people that
because they don't necessarily think about it. You know, I need to call my advisor because
big life events, yes. Divorce is a big life event.
New child.
Getting married, you know, all these things. But there are times, though, that I've run into people who, once they get everything in place and everything is going, they're in retirement, once a year is enough for them. You know, they say, yeah, I just want to check up and make sure everything is going okay. And, you know, and then other people, there's a little bit more hand-holding. And once a month I've seen people want to talk to people, but generally it's twice a year or every quarter is...
That's funny. You say that. Because one advisor they interviewed said, from Texas, said, many people prefer more hand-holding.
Oh, hand-holding.
For example, once a month calls from the planner.
I haven't read this either.
I know you haven't. With a longer sit-down at least once a year or something like that. So it's kind of all across the board here.
And it's all about setting the expectations when you meet with the advisor to begin with. How often do you want to meet? How often should we be in contact, whether it be face-to-face, on the phone, or otherwise? We don't want to ignore you, and you don't want to be ignored. But the other thing is, you don't want to be called every month to be told, hey, everything's just fine. You know, so sometimes, you know, it's a matter of growing into it. Like I said, I've talked to some people over the years where at the beginning of their retirement, we talked every quarter. And as their retirement went on and they got comfortable with everything that was going on, the income was coming in, they were fine. Once a year is more than enough in their minds. But they're going to see their advisor once a year just to check up, make sure there haven't been any changes that went unnoticed by them but need to be incorporated in.
Yeah, so when you're working with an advisor, important life events, big life events, the advisor's not going to know anything that's going to that's happening unless you tell them. So
now, usually big life events being a death in the family or something like that, a death outside of the retirement unit, you know, the husband and wife, we don't know about that. And, you know, but a death of one of the two clients,
I'm saying
somebody's asking for a rollover of
something. Well, no, but all of a sudden maybe they have a new grandkid and they want to, you know, incorporate something like that.
They want to set up some education funding for them.
Right, or a kid, or one of their kids got remarried or
divorced.
Or divorced.
And now they need to help them out more.
Right, or again, you know, maybe an unfortunate death in the family, you know, among the kids. I mean, who knows? Whatever happens, happens. They won't know about that. But on the other hand, if nothing happens, and even if something does, but you don't tell the advisor, I think the advisor needs to be in contact with you. I would suggest
at
least once a year. Once a year should be it. Have a review. Let me give you a call. We haven't talked for a while. Has anything changed? That's all you need to do. So anyway, how much contact do you have with clients? While the advisor should tell you one thing, they should also be asking you, how much contact would you want from us? And I suppose, in some cases... Well, I won't get into account amounts, but I think if you had, you know, I don't know, smallish amounts, certain advisors, I don't even know if I want to go there.
The larger the account, the more interaction you have?
I have seen that. I've not seen that with all of them, but I have seen that. There's some people who take on a client who's, you know, just only got maybe, you know, a few thousand bucks here and there, and there's not a lot of work to do with it, but that person has, you know, is never contacted at all by an advisor, which I think is a mistake, but anyway. All right, so let's see, I got time for one more. Another question you should ask. Do you have significant experience helping people with my same issues? They say, find someone who works with clients in financial situations like yours. Mm-hmm. If you have a complex tax situation, for example, you might want to be working with someone who has experience. If you have money to invest, you want an advisor who has worked through both up and protracted down markets. Although the strategy should be able to help you out with that as well.
Right, and so the strategy helps, but it doesn't. Experience goes a long way, and a lot of advisors do find themselves gravitating towards a specific type of investor. Whether it's a teacher, working with doctors, working with... I know some people, some advisors who work with a large company with their retirees, and that's who they work with because they know their retirement plan real well, and so everybody refers them in. So they work with this one company, and there's enough people retiring every year that they've got a really good client base. And but so they know that one company, but once they get outside that company, they don't know the inner workings of other companies' plans. And so... They kind of gravitate towards a certain type of client because they're very comfortable with it.
Yeah, especially, again, maybe on some of these tax situations. It helps to have somebody who has seen some of these things before and has seen some of the repercussions of either having one action done or versus having another action done. These things get really complicated. One of the things I think that helps with regard to you, Professor Plum, is having been in the business for what now? 20?
30?
Did we hit 30 years?
Yes.
Well, you're getting pretty old. All right, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, that's thank you very much.
Right, but anyway, experience does count for something. And somebody could say, well, you know, how often have we talked and I brought up a situation, you say, oh, yeah, in fact, that reminds me of somebody. We had that same situation come up, whatever
the
it was.
Gray hair comes out.
Right, exactly. But I think that's very important to have had some experience along the lines of, yes, I remember this happened several years ago to somebody, and here's what the outcome was.
Well, another way that the experience helps, if somebody, there's a lot of misinformation, urban legends and things where people say, well, doesn't it work like this? And where an advisor who may be younger may know the answer, say, no, it works like this. Some old codger like me can say, you know what, it used to be like this, but back at such a time, they changed it. And people feel more comfortable knowing, okay, well, I'm just a little out of date.
I'm not completely crazy. I'm just a little out of date,
and that's why I'm dealing with somebody who is up to date on the information. But knowing the history of the stretch IRA, knowing the history of the taxability of different things,
estate taxes,
that can go a long way to helping people understand where it is today and why it is today.
I had a question once on portability. They did not know, the estate tax exemption is carried over from spouse.
Well, it can be,
yeah.
You have to do something. It's not automatic.
No, it isn't automatic. Well, see, there you go. There's that experience again. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got some trivia coming up. Room for you on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement, paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
Oh! The planner, PLADER. Oh! Is this the anti? Is this the anti?
The anti faces are.
I like it.
There we go. Friday's here.
There you go.
Thank you.
You would think of that.
Right. Well, it's because I don't like the other song either.
I love that other song. This is great too. This is the one that fits. So we'll save Starbucks for later on.
Much later on.
Like when Plum's not here. Like, when are you not here? When am I not here? Anyway, welcome back to the program. We have some trivia coming up. We'll tell you what's happening on this program. I'll tell you just very quickly what's happening on this program on Monday, since you asked. Blending buckets. We were talking about buckets a little bit ago.
Yes, we were.
Blending buckets. What does this mean when you blend buckets?
It's a form of tax management.
That it is. It really does come down to taxes and tax management, because if you can manage your taxes, you actually have more control over your potentially your rate of return than you might think.
And if you can manage your taxes, you can manage one expense potentially that you hate anyway. So let's see if we can get that expense down a little bit.
That's the idea. Okay, 877 Planner. We'll have time for a couple of quick calls. We got two folks on hold, so let's get to as many as we can. Jeff, next in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great show. I've been listening to it for many, many years.
Thank you.
I want to thank you and the Professor Plum for all the work you do. And prior to that, Ray Lucia himself, and I've been listening all those years. I'm 63. I'm now a professor myself at a college in Phoenix.
A real professor.
Teaching business courses. I have an MBA. My whole career, I've been investing not only my own funds, but funds for companies that I've worked for. Bottom line is I enjoy it very much. Reason why I listen to your show quite a bit, read quite a bit, is I just enjoy the topic of finances, investing, taxes, etc. Where I'm coming or getting to here in my question is, I'd like to now do that as an advisor. In essence, I'm calling to find out, how do I become like you?
Well, first off, to become like me, you pretty much have to take a hammer and start hitting yourself in the head a lot. It's severe brain damage is an issue.
I'm basically looking, can I get to the position of actually advising the people in the Phoenix area?
Probably.
What to do with their...
You've got a good resume behind you. You're just going to need to learn, maybe broaden your horizon on certain products and availability and things of that nature. For you, I would say trying to find a smaller firm who will let you see, because you don't need to go full hog into it. You can blend into it slowly and work with somebody. Start working with an established advisor and start basically becoming like a paraplanner or an associate planner with them and start working with their clients along with them so you can build and then start building your own clientele from there. Probably going to work better with a smaller boutique type firm rather than one of the big wirehouses or something where they're going to put a lot more pressure on you to bring in clients, you know, super fast and get it done a lot quicker. This, I think working with a smaller firm will let you, you know, get into more of what you want to do in a speed that I think will fit you better. It'll help you, you know, you have to get your licenses and other things. But I think that finding a smaller boutique type firm to maybe hire on, you probably won't get paid much, you know, at least not to start for sure, but work your way into the industry that way.
I was even thinking that doing something free just to get some resume and some experience.
Right, so that's
not. Thank God I'm in the position in my life that I don't have to worry about funds on a daily basis.
Right, and that's why the smaller boutique firm would also work better in that respect too.
And that's simply doing an internet search.
Internet search, LinkedIn, some of the other online areas. Call local firms in your area that you've either heard of or had referrals to and see what they're doing. See if they can use somebody like you. I would imagine they can.
Financial advisors.
Find some financial advisors you like. A lot of working within a firm is the personality, you know, fit with a lot of people. And you're looking for a certain fit.
You mentioned licenses. What licenses are required, and is there more education I'm going to require?
Probably not more education. You've got a great educational background, but you're going to want certain to be able to do investment advising, to be able to make recommendations about different products and different systems and things of that nature. You're going to need some securities licenses. You're going to want to work with a registered investment advisor. You're probably going to need some blue sky licensing. And there's just licensing that you need to do to be a financial advisor as a professional. You're probably going to want to get a CFP.
Designation.
The designation, Certified Financial Planning Designation. You could probably skip a lot of the classes and just chat with your MBA and your background. You could probably challenge the course and see how well you do that. And then it's just a matter of getting enough experience under your belt to be able to use it. There's two sides to the designation. There is the passage of the tests, and then there's also an experience requirement. You have to have a certain number of years in the industry before you can actually, you may have earned the designation, but you can't use it until you've got enough experience, you know, a couple of years worth of experience in the industry.
I did not want to necessarily sell products, insurance, or securities. More advice, but is each state's requirements different?
Slightly, but it's mostly federal. But if you're going to be giving advice and charging a fee, either a flat fee, an hourly fee, or however you're doing it, you're going to need to be licensed.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, you're very welcome, Jeff, and hey, good luck to you on that. I like that, you know? It's be an interesting challenge, and he said he's in a position where, you know, he doesn't have to
make the big bucks right away.
No,
and he's doing it out of altruism. He just loves doing it.
Yeah, in fact, that's what he said. He wanted to do the advice part of it. You know, there some, you know, some people prefer to just learn about certain products and don't worry about the advice and sort of become...
Well, some people are salesmen.
Yeah,
the sales and they enjoy, they really enjoy the idea of talking to people and being able to, you know, the sales side of it is a challenge to them. Other people are more analytical and they just love the back office more than the front office. I mean, but there's... With financial advising, there's a lot of different disciplines coming in. Psychology is a big discipline that is part of it. You know, there are times where we have to talk to people, and they need to do something for their own benefit, but they have a preconceived idea that they don't want to do that. And so we have to understand what opens their mind up to be able to see the light, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I think that's great. And, you know, he's got, he doesn't want to retire. He's 63. Yeah. He's ready to do something else.
And he's a real professor.
He's a real professor. That's
the
other
thing. I'm not.
Well, you know, we call you one. What does that mean? I don't know. Just because of the last name Plum. We stole it from Clue. What do you want?
I've never played that game.
I haven't either, but I've heard about it. All right. We're out of time. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to speak to Professor Plum, the professor, or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. Give them a call. They'll talk to you. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.